Good afternoon, Jesuit community. We're coming live to you today from the Weiss household. Alongside the King of the Cavs, Christian Bartholomew, I'm Scott Weiss.
Hello, Jesuit sports fans. A little bit of a brief interruption in our broadcast. We've been down in spring training trying to promote the Nick Jordan pitching experience to everybody that we can down there. But after a quick, brief trip from our road trip, we're back in Dallas and got a lot of sports for you to pick up on.
We're going to give you some scores from around the Jesuit community, our hot sports topic of the week, very controversial topic this week, present our athlete of the week, and finally give you a preview of things to come here on the Scotty Bard Sports Show.
Let's do it.
In lacrosse news, the Jesuit team went 1-1 this last week with a heartbreaking loss against SMLAX and a 9-6 victory versus Austin Westlake.
You know, Scott, that defeat against St. Mark's lacrosse team, it wasn't as bad as you think. That was a matchup of the number two and the number one teams in the area. I'm not disappointed at all to see Jesuit go down with a fight, but lose.
Richie Sapp coming up big with a goal to cut the deficit to one, and Garrett Vandeven rips a shot off the post with no time remaining, breaking the hearts of the Jesuit lacrosse team. Clutch rebound win against Westlake, however, 9-6. We're looking forward to that game on Friday.
Big game Friday, folks. Get out there. Highland Park. A lot of smack talk on the interweb so far this week, Scotty. Back and forth, chitter chatter, trash talk, whatever you want to call it. Get out there. 7 o'clock, Highland Park. Be there. It's Diamond Talk, Jesuit.
Play ball.
Past Friday, Jesuit took on Richardson in one of another 9-5A district matchup. Ended up winning 5-0. Your winning pitcher, Josh Vanderheiden, pitched one heck of a game, limiting Richardson to only 3 hits and no runs throughout a complete game shutout. Big hits by Ben Wright and Jeffers Rader. Ben Wright coming up to the plate, 0-2 so far in the game, delivers a smash to center field, driving in 2 runs.
Teams have adopted the popular strategy of not pitching to team leader Josh Bell, deciding to walk him. Bell was 0-0 with 3 walks in the game.
Scott, it's not that good of a strategy. You don't pitch to Josh. You don't pitch to Kevin. Guess what? We're going to hit you with a little bit of Jeffers Rader, Zach Redding, Pierce Ryan, anybody else on this team. You can't just pitch around them. You've got to go right at them. There's no other option.
When you lose 5-0, any decision looks bad. Richardson really suffered from that one.
Last night, Jesuit took on Lake Highlands in a District 9-5A matchup that proved to be an absolute thriller, with Jesuit winning 10-5 on 9 runs in the bottom of the 5th.
Home runs by Kevin Terry and Josh Bell led the way, but doubles by Jeffers Rader and Jeff Schottmer were also key in the victory.
The Jesuit Rangers were down 5-1 going into that 5th inning, Scotty, but a quick pep rally by head coach Brian Jones quickly rallied the Jesuit Rangers to a complete and utter domination of Lake Highlands.
Also gotta love the input of Big Daddy, the JV baseball coach, Coach Corey Pointer.
Pointer really is working with our pitchers and catchers this year, settling them down, helping them get to a better mental approach for the game.
His pure physical presence intimidates us, but mentally he's very strong as well.
This victory now leads Jesuit to an 18-4 overall record and 5-0 in district. Come out and watch him take on Sunset later this week on Friday. Now, Sunset may be a little bit far of a drive, so if you just want to congratulate us on Monday, that's fine.
The game most likely will not be competitive. Now, I am sitting next to the winning pitcher, however, from Tuesday night's game. Christian Bartholomew.
Yes.
Entered the game in the 5th inning and promptly shut down Lake Highlands for the remainder of the game, surrendering 0 runs.
To be honest, it was all my defense.
Classic Christian move, giving all the credit to his other players.
Anyways, in soccer news, another big game faced the Jesuit community last night as Jesuit entered the playoffs taking on Garland Naaman Forest.
Will Diebold with a clutch goal and a 1-0 victory, that was the difference maker. Jesuit advances to the next round of the playoffs, but the big story behind this game was not the final score, and that's going to segue us into our hot topic of the week.
Here's this week's hot sports topic.
That's hot.
Scotty, should taunting and mockery be allowed in our high school sports? And if so, to what degree do they need to stop, and how do you need to stop them?
Well, taunting and trash talking have been an intricate part of sports since their arrival, basically with the dawn of sports themselves. And this past week, we've had three plush examples of such fighting. In the hockey game in the state championship, there was a massive brawl that led to the expulsion and suspension of a few of the students. The baseball game had a nice confrontation the other night. And like we said earlier, the soccer game had perhaps the most controversial fight in Jesuits' recent history.
Now, going back to that soccer game, Scotty, it's a really tense environment. Playoffs, Texas, soccer. You put those three things together,
very chippy.
It equals tense. That's what it does. Now, should our players be allowed to taunt, mockery even? I mean, these other teammates of theirs, they're doing the same thing. The other team's ragging on you. It's the playoffs. It's high intensity. What are you supposed to do?
You can never back down. That's not an acceptable response, but you have a moral duty as a man for others and a member of the Jesuit community to be above such actions. And you really gotta like the way the rowdy crowd managed to not get too rowdy. Gabe Arango, they threw a punch at him. He was defenseless. You know, Gabe, he's a chippy character. He's got that bulldog mentality. He's not afraid to get after you. He's like an angry chihuahua out there. But you know what? He was the bigger man. He took a blow to the head and he said, you know what? I'm gonna take my breath, I'm gonna relax, and I'm not gonna fight back. That's the type of man that Charlie DeLong really wants to coach.
Speaking on Charlie DeLong, you really have got to admire him. He, and along with a lot of the other Jesuit personnel, they go in, break up the fight, no more confrontation, no more problem. Now in the baseball game, Scotty, what happens, let's say, if somebody's been just dogging on you all game? They're cussing at you, making fun of your sexual orientation. You go to Jesuit. Sweet. Yeah, I do. What do you do then?
I don't know. I mean, the all-guys school's always going to get some off-color comments, so to speak. But, again, you just have to be the bigger man and let your impact on the field speak for itself.
But should violence ever be permitted? What about hockey? You know, as student athletes, we're so often influenced by what we see on TV. Now, I'm not saying all this junk where, you know, I see a video game and I go kill somebody. I'm saying where we see on sports, where, you know, let's say in baseball, you get hit in the major leagues, somebody else is going to get hit on your team. Now, in that case last night with Lake Highlands, if they say something to our catcher, isn't it my responsibility as a teammate of my catcher's to go help him out if he needs it?
I think definitely you have to stick up for your teammates, but there's always a way to do it in a nonviolent way. You might want to pitch him hard and inside, and if you accidentally nick him in the arm or in the ribs, so be it. But there's no place for headhunting in baseball, and hockey's much the same way. You see these brawls on the ice rink, the gloves come off, the helmets come off, and they begin to throw punches. It's unacceptable, especially at the high school level. There's a good place for hard hustle and checking people into the boards, but it stops at that. When the gloves come off, and especially the other night, just a completely blind body check, threw him to the ground.
It was ridiculous.
You can't have that. Can't have that in the game. Ruins the integrity.
I think, and speaking on integrity, I think it really comes down to the character that is, you know, taking part in this action. I think if you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, yeah, I'm going to be violent today. No, don't do that.
Hugs, not drugs.
That's the best way to put it, Scotty. And that will conclude our hot sports topic of the week.
The athlete of the week is Kevin Terry for his splendid week
in baseball. Kevin this week went 2-for-3 in the game against Lake Highlands. But don't get me wrong, Scotty. Anytime you have 5 RBIs, half of your team's runs, you're definitely getting the athlete of the week nomination. Kevin had a bases-clearing double, part of that huge rally for Jesuit in the bottom of the 5th. And a 2-run bomb, completely shattering the windows over at Picasso's.
Really ruined the other team's morale as Josh Bell got up there and went back-to-back.
The best part about this is that Kevin is in fact playing injured right now. He has been walking around the school in crutches, but you know what? Baseball game. Game face. I don't care, coach. I'm here to play.
You gotta be tough to play a tough sport, you know what I'm saying?
I heard that Terry was a victim of a sniper. that shot him in the Achilles heel. Is this true?
Possibly. You know, other teams are gunning for us right now, Scott.
When you're holding on to that number one spot, everybody's coming for you.
Fair enough. And now, Jesuit, here's your upcoming schedule for sporting events.
Jesuit baseball takes on Sunset.
7 p.m. at Sunset.
Friday. And Jesuit Lacs will play lacrosse.
At Highland Park.
At 7 p.m.
Be prepared for
a soccer update.
Later this week.
Also coming up in the next edition of the Scotty Bart Sports Show, be on the lookout for an interview with the Rowdy Crowd featuring...
Woo! Rowdy Crowd!
Ryan Denninger, Gabe Arango, and Owen Kalis.
Yes. Thank you once again for tuning into the Scotty Bart Sports Show, Jesuit community. And as always, I'm Christian Bartholomew, alongside the human forest, Scott Weiss. Suns out, guns out, Jesuit.
Be careful out there, friends.